listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon
on KSL News Radio,
102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning. KSL News time is 8:30. Tim has the day off. KSL's top story this hour is breaking news. Happening right now, former President Donald Trump's attorneys are arguing in front of the Supreme Court, saying former president should have absolute immunity for actions taken while they're in office. Let's listen in for a few moments while Justice Sonia Sotomayor questions attorney John Sauer.
If the president decides that his rival is a corrupt person and he orders the military or orders someone to assassinate him, is that within his official acts that for which he can get immunity?
It would depend on the hypothetical, but we can see that could well be an official act.
It could, and why? Because he's doing it for personal reasons. He's not doing it like President Obama is alleged to have done it, to protect the country from a terrorist. He's doing it for personal gain. And isn't that the nature of the allegations here, that he's not doing these acts in furtherance of an official responsibility, he's doing it for personal gain?
I agree with that characterization of the indictment, and that confirms immunity, because the characterization is that there's a series of official acts that were done for an unlawful purpose.
No, because immunity says even if you did it for personal gain, we won't hold you responsible. How could that be?
That's an extremely strong doctrine in this court's case law in cases like Fitzgerald.
Well, we go back to Justice Thomas's question, which was, where does that come from? There are amici here who tell us that the founders actually talked about whether to grant immunity to the president. And in fact, they had state constitutions that granted some criminal immunity to governors. And yet, they didn't take it up.
We will continue to monitor the hearing and bring you updates throughout the morning here on KSL. Election year is picking up speed with Utah's Republican and Democratic state conventions taking place this Saturday. KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston has a preview of what we can expect.
This is the test for many candidates who want to make it on their party's primary ballot in June. State Republican Party Chair Robert Axon says for some races by 10 a.m.
You will know who has earned the convention support and who is either the nominee or by function of winning at convention has advanced to a primary.
State Democratic Party Chair Diane Lewis says delegates will decide some state-level races.
The Senate race, which has three candidates, we have a gubernatorial candidate. We have a couple congressional races that have two people running.
Some candidates will have insurance, though, by gathering signatures to get on the ballot, whether win or lose, at the convention. Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
A consulting firm is recommending the Alpine School District split in two. KSL News Radio's Adam Small has more.
Florida-based MGT Consulting has been studying for months what the best option is for Utah's largest school district going forward. Now they've made their recommendation.
If the district does decide to go forward, a two-way split is preferential.
That's Lance Richards with MGT. The group initially brought six options forward, which included keeping the district as one, as well as splitting it into two or even three districts. Richards said, though, in the surveys they ran, people overwhelmingly wanted to keep the district together. If the school board votes to adopt their recommendation to split, voters will still have the final say in November. Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
A driver is in custody in Orem after police say the person used an SUV to push a parked car right into a house. KSL TV's Andrew Adam is following the story.
The damage to the house was catastrophic, and photos from the people who live here show just how close the car came to an even worse disaster. As police investigate, neighbors are just beside themselves over what happened. An ordeal completely out of the blue that has left them perplexed.
One Orem officer says he has never seen a case like this. No one was injured, but there was a person in the home when the car went through the wall. First look traffic now takes us back to you, Andy.
Amanda, been trying to sweep up the intersection where they've thrown down the oil soak up at North Temple and Redwood Road. So right now, no traffic getting through the intersection. There's already a huge delay on Redwood. There's a big delay on 500 South going from Redwood out towards Bangor Highway. We've got delays now on the transition ramp from 21st South and from I-15 onto eastbound I-80 in South Salt Lake. The westbound 80 backups near East Canyon continue to be a big issue as well. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Police say they've been unable to determine how an Iron County teacher died from head trauma in her home last year. A release from the Parowan Police Department says the patterns of injuries are not specific enough to determine the cause. Her case was originally investigated as an aggravated murder.